From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday defended his absolute right to share information with Russian officials in a White House meeting last week, pushing back against media accounts that he disclosed highly classified intelligence related to the Islamic State. In early morning Twitter comments, Mr. Trump said he wanted to pass on facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety as he met in the Oval Office with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Moscow's U.S. Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, and urged Russia to greatly step up their fight against Islamic State and terrorists. Cybersecurity experts warned that hundreds of thousands of computer users across the globe remain vulnerable following a large-scale attack and a virus in recent days. So-called ransomware virus struck governments and companies around the world, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
The spread of the virus appears to have been halted after a British cybersecurity expert managed to inadvertently trigger a so-called kill switch. The expert advice: update your software and target the weakest link, the users. The financial cost of ransomware is huge and growing every year. Experts warn the stereotype of a lone teenager hacker has been replaced by sophisticated criminal gangs targeting millions of users. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The UN Security Council is holding a closed-door Tuesday meeting on North Korea's latest missile test a day after condemning the launch and threatening to impose new sanctions. The council signaled Monday that it was ready to act against North Korea because of its flagrant and provocative defiance of earlier demands to end all nuclear testing. This is VOA News. A week after U.S. President Donald Trump sparked anger in Turkey by authorizing arming of Syrian Kurds, he's hosting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for talks at the White House, with an expected focus on that dispute as well as the wider conflict in Syria. The U.S. sees a Kurdish force, the YPG, as a key part in the fight against Islamic State in the effort to oust the militants from the de facto capital in Raqqa. But Turkey considers the YPG terrorists because of their links to the Kurdistan Workers' Party that has been waging a three-decade insurgency inside Turkey. The United States accused Syria Monday of carrying out mass killings of prisoners on a daily basis, then burning their bodies in a large crematorium outside the capital of Damascus. The U.S. State Department said as many as 50 prisoners a day are being hanged at the prison. It alleges that the government of President Bashar al-Assad then is using the crematorium to hide evidence of the extent of the mass killings. Syria has denied those accusations, but Stuart Jones, the acting assistant secretary for the State Department of Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs, says
the United States is on record and has stated many times that we are appalled by the atrocities that have been carried out by the Syrian regime. And these atrocities have been carried out seemingly with the unconditional support from Russia and Iran.
And Jones stopped short of accusing Moscow of involvement with the crematorium, saying that the State Department has not presented evidence of the mass killings to Russian officials. The United States Supreme Court has declined a bid by Republican lawmakers in the eastern U.S. state of North Carolina to revive a state law requiring voters to present identification at polling places. State's Republican-controlled legislature passed that law in 2013, with advocates saying new measures that also eliminate same-day voter registration and reducing the number of days for early voting were necessary to prevent voter fraud. Opponents, which include rights groups and Democrats, say those steps unfairly target African-American and Hispanic voters who are less likely to have a photo ID or have access to polling places on Election Day easily. U.S. President Trump is largely ignoring the controversy that erupted over his firing of the FBI Director James Comey. President Trump immersed himself in a presidential ceremony Monday, surrounding himself with police and laying a wreath to honor slain officers. His only public mention of the firing of his FBI chief came during a meeting with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.